The setting for Shannon Burke's first novel, Safelight, is New York in the early 1990s, when the city seemed pile high with garbage, crime, and despair. Frank Verbeckis is a paramedic. He's also an aspiring photographer. In both vocation and avocation, he tries to keep himself boxed in a tidy frame and doesn't reach beyond. One day, he and his partners, Burnett and Hawk, answer a call for a gunshot wound. They find that the victim has been hit by that rare phenomenon, a bullet that goes in and out with almost no trace. Author Shannon Burke joins us now from the studios of WUOT in Knoxville, Tennessee. Mr. Burke, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You were a paramedic in New York.
I was, for 5 years in Harlem.
An inevitable question. How much of what's in this book is what you saw hauled in and out of the back of that ambulance?
Well, this job is very close to something I did see, and most of the paramedic things in this book are either based on real things, or they could have happened, or things I've heard, or they represent something that was a common thing we saw. So, yeah, a lot of it's, you know, really close to, if not in exact detail, in tone, and in it's emotionally true.
Mm. How did you come to work as a paramedic in New York?
I decided I was going to try to be a writer, and I found myself at one point in New Orleans, and I was coming home late at night from a movie one night, and I heard what I thought were firecrackers for maybe a three-quarter of a second, and the next thing I knew, I had run down the street, and I was looking at a girl who'd just been shot. I tried to bandage her right arm. She was shot in the right arm, and later on we found out she was shot in the head as well. You know, I found out the next day that she had died, and I was freaked out. I thought that maybe we could have helped her if we knew what to do. And around the same time, I had a friend who had been a drama major in college, and he'd gone back and gotten his medical classes, and he was working in an ER as a tech in the year before he was going back to med school. And he said, you know, Shannon, if you're going to keep writing, and it seems like you are, you know, maybe you should get a job like in an emergency room or an ambulance where you see a lot of stuff. You can work at night so you can write during the day and, you know, you can do something you believe in.
Were you taking notes all the time? If only mentally?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, not on the job. Usually wouldn't be taking notes on the job, but a lot of times I'd get back, I would write letters to friends, and I would write notes to myself, and it also would seep into the writing. You just feel it. You know, the stuff you had just seen, just slipping in, and not always like huge things, but just little details, like what people wore, how they looked, how someone acts in a desperate situation, which there's always this kind of, if someone's shot or someone's hit by a car and they're dying, there's always this feeling of offhandedness that you don't get, say, from movies or when you imagine the way it would be, like where everyone's, you know, there's always some guy like on the corner just talking on his cell phone, kind of looking over, or some other people just who are like eating lunch, or people react in different ways. And a lot of times people react by indifference or just kind of turning away, while other people are getting really upset, you know, as you would naturally imagine.
Do you mind? I mean, you've written a book which obviously addresses it in great measure, but could you tell us a little bit about what it's like to be a paramedic or that community of paramedics? I mean, years ago, I remember interviewing someone who was I think we called them then an EMT, emergency medical technician, in the back of an ambulance in Chicago, as a matter of fact, who said something to the effect that, you know, we save more lives than doctors. You'll never hear it from doctors, but we get there first and we save more lives than doctors. And yet, you know, a doctor and I walk into a bar, the girl is leaving with the doctor. And I just remember a sense that he felt a bit undervalued.
Well, paramedics are absolutely undervalued. I mean, it's they don't get paid that much. And it's also a really hard job. It's hard to do for to make a career out of it because of money and because of the physical aspect of the job, particularly in a place like Harlem, where there's a lot of places that are 5 or 6 story walk-ups where there's no elevators. So you have to carry people down. So you have to be in pretty good shape. And subsequently, you know, most people can't do it for very long. In the group of paramedics, a lot of times it's young men, and a lot of times it's a kind of fatalistic, resigned aspect to the whole tenor of it, where everyone knows that they're not going to be able to do it forever and they'll have to find something else. Or there are some people who do it for life, but not many. And you do feel undervalued. But like I said, there are these moments where absolutely you are there and someone is alive because of you. And whether you get recognition for that or not, you know you did it. And the people, like the family there, you know, they've seen what you've done too. And that's worth a lot.
Mr. Burke, nice talking to you.
It was great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Shannon Burke speaking with us from the studios of WUOT in Knoxville, Tennessee. His new novel is Safe Light.